Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. In U.S. politics, Donald Trump continues his push towards the Republican Party presidential nomination with two victories Saturday in state primary election contest. Trump was declared the winner of the party caucus in Kentucky. That was late Saturday, hours after winning the Louisiana primary. Texas Senator Ted Cruz, who has emerged as Trump's closest rival, won primary contests in Maine and Kansas. Cruz says conservatives are coming together to unite behind his campaign.
Well, listen, Donald has a delegate lead right now, although it is fewer than 100 delegates. We are within 100 delegates of Donald. We'll see what happens after today. We'll see the rest of the results, where the delegate count is. But we continue to rack up delegates.
Trump called his victory Saturday an amazing night and said he is the only one who can beat Hillary Clinton, the Democrat, in the general election.
Many polls have come out that I easily beat Hillary Clinton, and I want to tell you, you know, you don't hear that on television. You watch these dishonest pundits. Well, Trump can't win the general election. We will beat her so badly, folks. We will beat her so badly.
For the Democrats, Clinton was the landslide winner over her opponent Bernie Sanders in Louisiana on Saturday. He won the Kansas and Nebraska primaries and caucuses. Exit polls in Slovakia are giving Prime Minister Roberto Fico's Smer party a win in Saturday's parliamentary election, with a large number of other parties, far left and far right, also winning seats. The conservative anti-immigration Fico may have to turn to leftists as well as other conservatives to try to form a new government that will get enough support in parliament. This is VOA News. Leaders from Iran and Turkey are calling for cooperation in putting an end to conflicts and sectarian violence in the region. Speaking at a joint news conference Saturday in Tehran, Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu said Iran and Turkey can collaborate to end conflicts and the bloody fratricides. Iranian Vice President Eshag Jahangiri said Iran and Turkey have disagreed over handling the crisis, but both sides are determined to move towards stability. Turkey is a main backer of the rebels fighting to topple Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, while Iran, along with Russia, support the Assad government. The Obama administration's envoy to the coalition fighting the Islamic State says the operation to throw the militant group out of the Iraqi city of Mosul is underway. Speaking in Baghdad, Brett McGurk said that the elements are being put in place now to drive the Islamic State from the Iraqi city. McGurk cautioned that the operation will be a difficult one.
I will say Mosul will be very complicated. It'll be a mix of forces, and it'll be very important to ensure it's well-planned. It's well-planned from a military perspective, it's well-planned from a humanitarian perspective, and it's well-planned from a political perspective.
The Islamic State took control of Mosul in June of 2014. President Obama says he will urge leaders from the Silicon Valley and other tech hubs to help tackle problems facing the government when he travels to the South by Southwest conference next week. Mr. Obama said that the greater use of technical innovation in government has made it easier for students to apply for financial aid, for Americans to buy health insurance, and for immigrants to track their green card applications. The president said how well a government serves its people depends on how much talented individuals contribute to the common good.
But our founders trusted us with the keys to this system of self-government because it's the best tool we've got to settle our differences and solve our collective challenges.
South by Southwest is an annual conference in Austin, Texas, devoted to film, music, interactive media, and technology. Thousands of mourners turned out for the funeral Saturday for the murdered Honduran indigenous leader Berta Cáceres, who fought a stop to potential destructive dam. Her supporters chanted "Berta lives" and called for justice as her coffin was carried from her mother's home to the church in the town of La Esperanza, northwest of Tegucigalpa. Cáceres Alenca, Indian activist, is the winner of the 2015 Goldman Environmental Prize. Gunmen shot her to death in her home Thursday in what appears to be a targeted killing. Get more news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.